With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass. I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Band's going crazy for the boys of fall.
Hey everybody, welcome to the fifth quarter with Coach Johnson. I'm your host, Dave Johnson. Glad you're with me tonight. We have some good women's football to talk about, as always. Also, my special guest tonight is Ja'Quaria Barnes, a.k.a. JQ, from the Hampton Roads Lady Gators. She was Week 5 Defensive Player of the Week in the USWFL. So she'll be calling in about 9:30. She's a really great player. If you haven't got to see her play, she's a really good player. Good size, good speed, real tough. Too bad for the Lady Gators that I think she's going to be relocating maybe in the service this year, and they may not get to have her, and that's too bad because she's really a good player for them. So she'll be on at 9:30. We'll talk to her a little bit about this season, how it's going for her, and see what she had to say. You know, so far it's been a good year for the USWFL as far as leagues go. Everybody, all the leagues seem to be, you know, I guess having the normal troubles you get by trusting a few teams here and there when you know you shouldn't, but you think you need them and that kind of stuff. So it's been a good year for us. We have had a few bumps along the way. Trying to work through that, get past it. Like I said, everybody goes through it. I was just hoping that we didn't. So, you know, it's nothing new. It's, you know, it's one of them things that you try to control, but, you know, every little thing you just can't. So it's going pretty good, though. I'll have to say that. We had a lot of great teams. A lot of teams really go out of their way to make sure they do what they said they would do, and I appreciate that. I really do. I was just talking to one of the owners yesterday, and, you know, he said, hey, it was our obligation to do what we said. You did what you said. And, you know, and I told him, hey, all our word is all we got. And that's us, and that's these teams and owners as well. And, you know, I'm finding out who I can take for the word and who I can't. So it's going pretty good. You know, I've been talking to a lot of the owners and GMs of these teams in our league the last few weeks about several things that we're planning on doing the rest of the year, as well as a lot of our plans for next year. And so, you know, they seem to be really excited about it. And, you know, we're all on the same page and looking for better, bigger and better things. And, hey, that's always a good thing when everybody's on the same page, you know. And You know, it's tough. I say it every week, and it just goes to show you that, you know, when I talk to these owners or DMs, whatever, some of them have different titles, but, you know, we, ones I talk to, we have the same thing in mind, and that's to, you know, build good teams in a good league and have something to stand for, not just say we play women's football when we want to, play in a league that just lets me do what I want when I want to, and that kind of stuff. So we're making great strides and looking forward. You know, right now it's halfway through the year and looking forward for the second half of the year and then the playoffs. And man, we got a lot of great football left and some really good matchups this weekend. And there's just a lot to be, you know, looking forward to in women's football in general, plus especially in the USWFL here. And I'm really excited, honestly, because the teams, all these matchups have been so good all year. I mean, besides one team really having their way, everybody else has been, you know, battling it out. A lot of overtime games, I think at least three so far, maybe more, I'm not sure. Man, that's what you want. You know, some couple of them come down to some goal line stands, and that just proved to me that we're getting things right. Now, I'm not saying we're 100% there, but we're on the right track, you know, and Rome wasn't built in a day. You know, a lot of people are impatient, and I'm one of them. You got to take the good with the bad and the bad with the good and build on it and, you know, take it as it comes and deal with it as it comes. And that's sort of what we're doing. So we're working on it little by little, you know, and one of the games, I know I don't want to overlook none of these games this week, but, you know, I've been talking to the owners of the North Florida Pumas there. The 26th is Memorial Day, and everybody but them and Fayetteville is going down there to play them in a Memorial Day military game. And they've, not to overshadow, and I don't want anybody to think anybody's looking past any games, but, you know, they've just really went above and beyond to make this a great venue for each team, for women's football, for the league. They've got a lot of special guests coming, an all-women's marching band, I think. Miss New York, I think, is going to be there. There's lots of things going to be going on, and they really went above and beyond to do that. And I really appreciate, you know, the efforts they put through to, you know, to host something like that and to go out there and take the time and beat the bushes and get sponsors and spend the money and all that, because, you know, a lot of us don't get that opportunity. I mean, I guess we could. We don't take the time or whatnot, but being they're just owners and they don't coach the team, and it allows them to do a lot of that stuff that they need to do. So, you know, they're even going to be the Pumas are going to be wearing military uniforms, and I seen them a couple weeks ago, and they're really, really nice. So me and Jennifer plan on going to that game. Like I said, we have a bye. I think a lot of teams, you know, it's vacation time of year. Starting to get hot everywhere, so I think a lot of going on vacation, and we're planning on going down to watch that game, and I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, I can't tell you, I love the seriousness and the way they do things down there, taking the lead on a lot of things and wanting to put their organization out there for everybody to see and what they stand for. You know, from last year not having a successful season to this year, I think they're 3-1, and you know, with the opportunity to play in a championship And they really turned it around, did a great thing, building an organization from the ground up like you should. And there's other teams in our league doing the same thing. You know, it's like Houston, and we already know the Prodigy's a good team, but the Hampton Roads Lady Gators, this is their second year, and they've really come on, turned the corner, playing really, really good football right now. And, you know, also the Capital City Savages, they're a brand-new organization, and they've got their stuff together as well. I like the way they do things. First time I seen them, they was on a charter bus, everybody traveling together, everybody wearing the same same color shirt, shorts, everybody matched. It looked like a first-class organization, and I mean, it looked first-class, and I liked the way that they did things as well. So, you know, and I'm not trying to give anybody any hectic, but, you know, those three or four teams are really, you know, for first-year or second-year organizations, they're doing a heck of a job, and it takes a lot to put together a team and travel. You know, that's the one thing that people don't understand, that, you know, women's football, if you want to have a chance, I'm gonna back up, not just say you have to travel on women's football, but I'm going to say this: if you want a chance to win, you're going to have to travel. If you want to, you know, not travel and play some team that's going to beat your head in across women's football, then, yeah, you won't have to do that. But if you want the chance to win, you're going to have to travel. And all these teams are doing exactly what they said they would, what's asked of them. And, man, you got to love it. And I do. I appreciate it. I appreciate the efforts that all of them are putting in, and the hard work that they're doing, not just for their teams. You know, those few teams that I'm talking about, I've had more contact with those than I have others. And, you know, they seem to understand that one thing for sure is no matter what colors you're wearing or what you had or uniform might say, they realize that in the end, we're all on the same team. And I'm telling you, that's how we're all going to win, folks, because there's a lot. It's just like the April GM from the Savages told me, we're swimming uphill, you know, with women's football. So it's going to take a lot of us putting out a lot of effort to turn this thing around, not just one person talking on the radio here or going out and telling somebody. It's going to take all of us. So for all you teams and owners and GMs and players, everybody that's putting in the hard work, I really do appreciate it. I know it goes unheard of a lot. You don't get to hear it enough, or people say it, and they're not sincere, but I really am. On game day, if you beat us, I may not be as happy because I hate to lose, but it really is about one thing, and that's winning as a whole. And, you know, what happens on the field, it's just a game, and we can get over that. And, you know, I feel the same. You know, everybody feels the same. It's just hard, you know, after a game that you fought and played. The girls have played their hearts out, and the coaches have did everything they know in their power. And, you know, then somebody loses, and, you know, the hardest thing is to get it together and be able to, you know, with the opponent that just beat you, and I be happy for them. But, you know, when after you sit back and step away from that part of it, you do have to be happy when teams work hard and good things happen for them. So, and I do appreciate them. Like I said, they don't hear it enough, I'm sure, from everybody. So for those of you out there listening tonight, I do appreciate it. So, last week, all the teams in the USWFL were on a bye for Mother's Day weekend. I hope all you mothers out there listening had a great special day for you. I know my mom had passed away almost 11 years this coming December. And, you know, she was, in my eyes, the greatest person ever lived. What she went through to help me and my brother see him through college and see us get raised as a single parent. And the things she did was unheard of. And most people I know today would not go through it. So for all you mothers out there, you had a great day. You deserved it. So great. Hope you did. But let's see. Since we didn't play, I know there was some games in the WFA, and the Pittsburgh Passion, they thumped the Columbus Comets, I believe, 52-8. From what I hear, I haven't seen any games, but from what I hear, Lisa Horton is back at QB, and it sounds like she's playing better than ever. They did have two receivers that had like maybe five touchdowns between them, and over each had over 130 or 40 yards receiving. So sounds like that they're rolling. I do know that they beat the DC Divas and the Boston team both. So sounds like they're in rare form up there in Pittsburgh and playing great. So if they're on schedule, good luck. So might be a long day for you. The Atlanta Phoenix, I believe they beat the Alabama Fire by a touchdown. I believe that was 14-8. The Knoxville Lightning, I believe they got their first win of the year by beating the depleted Carolina Phoenix 28-14. I don't know for you folks that are familiar with the Carolina Phoenix, but it was just a couple of years ago, or even last year maybe, I think they split game. They were Division II teams in WFA, split games with the Atlanta Phoenix. And I don't know if it's true or not. I haven't talked to anybody in their organization. I don't do the social media stuff myself, but I hear they're down to like 13 players. So They're really depleted. I do know that the quarterback that used to play for them is playing for the New York Sharks this year, so she was really good. I seen her about 4 years ago over in Rock Hill, South Carolina, maybe 5 years, at an IWFL championship game over there, and she looked like she was a really good quarterback then. So she is playing for the New York Sharks, I do believe. And then the last score that I know of, the Dirty City Dynamite beat the Music City Misfits 22-8. So that's about all the scores that I know about that happened around women's football. But if anybody has any updates on last week's scores and wants to have them announced, you can reach us at 657-383-1020 or at radiojchawks.com. Be glad to put the scores out there, talk about them, whatever you want to do, just give us a call. You know, so we're not opposed to talking any teams or leagues or anything here. So just give us a holler if you want to get it out there or talk about it. So I finally believe that summertime is here. It's almost June, well, halfway through May, and it's finally gotten really hot here in Northeast Tennessee. So it's been like in the upper 80s the last couple of days here. So, you know, and you know what that means. Like I say, women's football, the season's about half over. And for us, it seems like it, you know, it never really ends. I know the full-time practices and games and stuff end, but it seems like we're always doing something, you know, with the team, fundraiser or the league, or just doing, you know, lots of stuff. So it really is a year-round thing. It's like I was talking to the owners from, you know, the Pumas, and he said, you know, one of the owners, and he said, well, you know, we're not going to stop when season's over. We're going to keep right on. You know, there's things we need and got to get, and he's right. I mean, you only play, you know, you start practicing, I guess, everybody starts full pads in January, and then it's over, and the last one, I guess, is about end of July, so 7 months worth of football, and but it is year-round. You know, it's starting to get bigger and bigger, and more people noticing, so it takes a lot more. And what I've seen from the time we started this team to now, man, the competition is unreal. I'm just telling you, it's gotten way better every single year that we've had a team. That's no joke. I felt like every year our team is better than the team before. And, man, it gets tougher to win every week. So, you know, and that's a good thing. I mean, honestly, it is. I know, you know, people like to win and they like easy wins and all that. I told everybody on my team and throughout the league, there ain't going to be no easy win this year. And, man, there hadn't been. And I like it. So, but, you know, we're going to keep working it. And that's the main goal. Even though the season ends, there's lots of off-season stuff you have to do, recruiting, fundraising for your team. You know, we're one of our bigger recruiting. We don't usually get very many players, but we get a lot of attention. As we set up over the local fair over here and set a booth up for a week, and there's a lot of traffic comes through there. We have got a few players over the years, but, you know, where we live here, it's just tough. And it's like I was talking to Terry about last night, you know, things they do, Terry McGriff, that is, from the Pumas, is all the stuff they do to fundraise is helping major sporting events. Well, where we live, there is no major sporting events except the race. And, you know, one of the races go on while we're playing, and the other one, you know, we did work it last year, and it wasn't that profitable, but we may end up doing it again this year come fall. So it is. Football has become, women's football has become a year-round event, and, you know, we tend to like it. It seems like it's flew by since the day Jennifer told me, man, I want to play, and we started looking and found a place to play, and this seemed like yesterday. And here it's been almost, when she's playing her fifth year, and she set out a year before we built this organization to get a team going. So it's been 6 years ago, and that's hard to believe. So, you know, one thing for sure, though, with season getting to come to an end is, you know, a lot of people don't know about us or what we like to do, but we got horses and we like to go riding and team rope. That's one thing that, you know, after I started rope and when I was in high school and played football and rope, and that was the one thing that sort of could ease my mind after playing high school football and I should have went to college and did. Is I roped all the time for the competition. And me and Jennifer actually got to rope some steers yesterday and last night. And, man, it felt really good. We hit, and, you know, I got to run last week. I got to rope some, I guess. So, but basically, you know, since we started this team, it takes so much dedication to get it done that we just haven't had a lot of time to do it. And, you know, anybody that don't know anything about team roping, it's like football. It takes a lot of practice and a lot of work, and it costs way more than football. I mean, you know, football team fees for a team might be $600 or $1,000 or $1,200. You go spend that at one roping on a weekend. You know, you got a horse that costs you anywhere from $10,000 up, and You know, you, of course, you go, you got to have stalls, and then you got to have a place to stay, either in a motel or get you a horse trailer. It's got living quarters in it. I mean, trucks to pull them. I mean, it's an expensive, expensive hobby and gotten way more expensive than it ever did when I was in it full time and running up and down the roads. And so it's something that you get to practice at way more than we get to practice women's football, I can tell you that. But we did have a ball doing that. You know, when season's over, we're for sure going to get back to some of it and enjoy this time and some of the stuff that we've put on hold for so long. I mean, this seems like every year you're doing everything you can to make sure you don't lose these players, because when you're a small market team, small roster team, you lose four or five here, man, it really kills you. So we've been in the, on the trail, doing everything we can to keep players active and keep them going and having some workouts and during the Thanksgiving time, they do a 7-on-7 flag tournament up there that the boys do. A couple of years they've been up there. The girls went up there and played net. So, you know, we try to keep everybody active to keep these players. So, with that being said, we put everything else we like to do on the back burner just to do that. So, you know, being able to get away from all this stuff with the league headaches that you get from time to time and the team stuff, it's always going on, just to be able to take a break from it for a few days and get away, ride your horse and rope sun really felt good to me last night. I can tell you that. So even though, I mean, it's been a while since we really got to compete, but man, you start getting in the groove and it's just like practicing football to you. Man, you can't wait for that game, and you know, that desire is still there. I love to do it, and it's just as I've gotten older, you know, I haven't lost the interest, but like I said, the price and everything has gotten so outrageous that it's just, you know, not feasible like it was when I was a kid. There was ropings everywhere. And but it was fun, like I said, to get away, and we had a good time. And think about something else for about 5 or 6 hours other than some football and have to take it so serious. So looking forward to doing some more of that definitely when the season's over. And, you know, that's one thing I'm telling you is I preach to these girls is take advantage of it while you can. And, you know, as I get older, I really wish that I would have taken football and rope them way more serious when I was younger than I did. And I mean, I took, you know, when I played ball, I was serious, but I should have went on and played more. You never know, people, when it's going to be gone. I know I say it all the time, but and then as you get older, I mean, you think, man, I will play. And in a couple of years, you wished you would have played. And, you know, that's, this time is something you can't get back. And honestly, you know, and I wish every day that I would have taken those more serious. Now that I'm old, it's too late. You know, I can still go rope some, but shoot, I'm not near as good as I used to be. Don't have as good a horse as I used to be. Don't get to work at it. And, you know, I don't want to see anybody that's playing women's football out there have to look back later on and regret, you know, like I'm doing, and wishing they had played more and gave more. You know, that's in any sport. It's not just in women's football. That's in any sport. So, you know, take it serious, people. I mean, really, serious at what you're doing. Like Gloria here, I don't know what her status is exactly. Me and Katisha talked a little bit about it, and, here she is having a great year, and she may not even get to play next year or for 2 or 3 years. I don't know, like I say, because she gets out of service or whatever that is. So, she's just going to get 1 year before she has to, or maybe it's her second, I'm not sure. I'll ask her here in a few minutes, but, before she has to bail out there and go pull some time for the government somewhere. And it's a shame. I mean, we're glad to have her in the service, no doubt. Defending this country and knowing the kind of player she is, I'm sure she'll be just that good in the service as well. To see somebody, I didn't get to see them last year, but I've watched her this year, three games, and all three games, she's really had a great game. So I hate to see her not get to keep playing while she's young. And, I mean, she'll still be young when she gets out, I'm sure, or gets back to it. But, what I'm saying is when you're young and can really take advantage of it all the time. And hope she gets to enjoy it for a long, long time. We've got a lot of good games that's going to be played this week in the USWFL. The Washington Prodigy, they're going to Jacksonville to play the North Florida Pumas. That'll be a good game. There's a lot of stake this week for everybody. We have the Detroit Pride going to Lansing, Michigan to play the Capital City Savages. The Fayetteville Fierce going to Charlotte to play the Carolina Queens. We have the Tri-City Thunder going to Norfolk, Virginia to play the Hampton Roads Lady Gators. And everybody, hope all these teams get to play these games. The weather is sort of storming here on the East Coast, so we're calling for thunderstorms. Had a bad one up in Washington, somewhere in Washington, D.C., so hopefully everybody gets to play these games. I think Jaquar is here. We'll talk to her before I finish talking about these games and stuff, and then we'll talk to her, and I'll get back to it. How about Jaquar? Are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for coming on the fifth quarter. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. No problem.
We'll call you. I hear you like to be called JQ. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's my childhood name. That's all I go by.
All right. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay. Is this your second year playing or just your first year?
Yes, sir. This is just my first year playing football.
Okay. Now, are you active in the service right now?
Yes, sir. I'm in the Navy.
Oh, okay. Well, I know I was talking to Katisha, and she said you were going to be stationed somewhere, I think. You had to leave at the end of July. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I leave in August. I'm headed to Guam.
Okay. Now, how long will you be in Guam?
I have orders to Guam for 2 years.
Wow. Man, that sucks for you. I know this getting started good in football and having a great year and the team's really doing good. And, man, have to bail out here and be gone for 2 years. That's going to be tough, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I was hoping I would be able to play a little longer, but I'm grateful for the year that I've gotten so far. So hope it works out for us.
Right. Well, and speaking of the year so far, I mean, I haven't got to see all your games, but I have watched three of your games, and you're having a really great year for sure, and you're playing good, but you know, the size and the speed and all that. I mean, that's stuff that, you know, people say, you know, the old saying back in the day was speed and size is something you can't teach, you know, or can't coach. And you've got all that, plus, you know, you're playing great. You're whatever every coach wants playing defensive end there.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Our coaches do a good job of giving us the play scheme every week, so we just go out there and execute. I'm so grateful to be on this team, man. I really love it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, they have worked hard, and I didn't get to see any of the games last year, but definitely it's an improvement from the team from last year to this year, and I mean I know at the level y'all are playing, and you know it's tough. I mean people don't realize. I mean every game is tough, you know, this year, and to be able to grind it out and have four wins, you know, that's an accomplishment this early in the season.
Yes, sir, definitely an accomplishment, but that's not the final goal. We got really big goals on our team, and everybody is held to a higher standard, so we're just trying to go out here and win this ring.
Yeah, well, that's what everybody's goal should be. You know, if you got any kind of gumption to you at all, is you know, getting personal awards and all that kind of stuff is really nice. But the ultimate goal is to be hoisting up that trophy at the end of the year.
Oh yes, sir. Definitely that. Appreciate it.
Yes, I didn't get to see your stats or nothing like that, but last week we had the running back on the show for being the offensive player of the week, and I know she had mentioned after we were talking about it that you know, one of her personal goals was to gain 1,000 yards rushing, and if our calculations were right, she's already up around 700 or 800. So you know that's a good accomplishment for her. What was maybe one of your personal goals other than you know, winning a championship?
Honestly, I don't have any set personal goals to you know, to go out and get every game, but I'm just trying to go out and perform, man. I just want to perform for my team and help the team get the win in either way, whether it's offense or defense. I just want to win. That's all we want to do. We all just want to win. That's it.
Right. Well, this week you're on here for defense, but I did hear, and I didn't see yet, but I did hear that you actually caught some passes against Detroit.
Yes, sir. I got some passes this week. More than defense. I got a couple yards on me.
Yeah, I heard. I don't even remember he told me about it, but I was doing this stat stuff and talking about defensive players and stuff. And I know you played wide receiver, slot receiver, whatever it is there that they actually call that position. And I think I seen you make one catch at least when y'all played Fayetteville. And somebody said, yeah, you actually got some catches against Detroit, so congratulations on that.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, when you first started playing, did you have any you know, any particular positions in mind? I know, you know, it's just a whenever we recruit people and you get new players in, and you know, we get a paper, and I just got a bunch of questions wrote down of things, and you know, what numbers they might want to be and what positions that, you know, might desire to be in if they've ever played any. Are you playing the dream position that you wanted to, or did you just find the position that fits you the best?
Yes, sir. Well, I came out originally trying to try out for a receiver, but I didn't know they were going to put me on defense. But defense has seemed to be my next, so it seemed to work out for me But I love playing receiver. I just want to catch the ball, but I'm glad I've been able to go onto the defense and produce numbers and help out in whatever way I can.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you'd be a great receiver. You got great size to you, and I've seen you, in warm-ups, like when we were at Fayetteville watching warm-ups, that you can catch the ball, and so I have no doubt you could probably be a great receiver, if y'all ran that kind of offense. So I have no doubt that you could be.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Yes, sir. We'll get it going. Our run game is what put points on the board. So I'm not even, I'm not really too pressed on getting passes. I just want to produce every week that I can. That's all.
Right. Well, and I don't know how much you've followed women's football over the years or how much you research it, but, there's a lot of teams that want to throw it. Well, you look at Fayetteville, they like to throw it a lot. But even the bigger, better teams out there, like the 60 roster team and stuff, they can't throw it as well as what, they would hope they can. So, the running game is pretty much most teams' bread and butter, usually. Everybody keeps, working on their passing game. So I think we're all in the same situation when it comes to that.
Oh, yes, sir. No, I don't have a problem with it at all. I just want to win. That's it. If we got to run it 20 times a game just to win, that's okay with me.
Yeah, that's the way I am, man. I'm all about, I don't care who does the scoring. I don't care who does the tackling, as long as somebody does it. That's my motto. You definitely turned it on defense for sure. No doubt about that. I know playing defensive end is tough, man, and not just in women's football, but in any league. And, you get used to, when I first got introduced to women's football, they hardly ever ran anything outside. Now you're getting all these athletes like yourself, and everybody wants to run it outside. And, man, as a defensive end, you got to be able to play the run inside and outside. So it's tough, and they're sure lucky to have you with that speed and size and the toughness that you got.
Thank you so much. Yes, sir. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
So, well, I'll tell you what, I told Katisha the other day, after we played y'all, I said, hey, forgive me for not knowing your name, but I can't remember everybody's name, but I knew you by number, and I told her, I said, that right there is the person I'm voting for Defensive Player of the Week this week. So I wanted you to know that I usually don't even vote on it, but you were my pick for sure for that week for Defensive Player of the Week.
Oh, yes, sir. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Now, I hope y'all continue to have a great year, and I know, there's not a lot of playing, but still a lot of football to be played. And we'll be there actually this weekend, and then the playoffs, I'm sure it's going to be a battle all the way to the end. So good luck to you and your team, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be on tonight.
No problem. Thank you so much. You have Thanks. A good night.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All right, folks, that was Taquaria Barnes, a.k.a. JQ, for the Hampton Roads Lady Gators. Just like I said, she's a young girl, 24, first year playing, having a great year. I don't have her stats in front of me, but she's really having a great year playing for them. Hate women's football is going to lose her for a couple of years to go pull a duty with the Navy in Guam. But, you know, I'm sure with the kind of person she is, an athlete, if you look at her, I mean, she's a really in shape and a big, big athletic person. I'm sure she'll be ready to go when she gets back from over there. Just like I said, just hate to see it, a player like that get cut short for a year or two. So they're really, really lucky to have her this year on the team. So congratulations to you there, JQ. And you'll be missed for sure. All right, getting back to these games that I'm talking about before she got to call in, and I also really appreciate her taking the time to call in to the fifth quarter tonight. Let's see, we was talking about all the Tri-Cities Thunder's going to North Virginia to play the Hampton Roads Lady Gators, and, you know, folks, I'm telling you, This is going to be all weekend long some great matchups and some tough games. A lot of playoff aspirations are on the line across the league, both divisions. The Division II standings go as right now, I mean right this minute, the Washington Prodigy is 4-0, North Florida Pumas are 3-1, and the Houston Heat are 2-2. And that's all subject to change after this Saturday. Division III standings right now, as we speak, the Hampton Roads Lady Gators, Division III, are 4-1. Tri-Cities Thunder, 2-2. Fayetteville Pierce, 2-2. Capital City Savages, 2-2. Detroit Pride are 1-3. And the Carolina Queens are 0-4. So there's a lot on the line this weekend for all the teams. So, you know, a lot of tough games, a lot of football, like I said, left to be played, but a short, it's getting down to the nitty gritty. Everybody's playing for these playoff seedings. From here on out, I mean, just about every single game, man, is going to be a dogfight trying to, you know, get these seeding number one or number two seed done to host a first round or get a bye or host the first round of the playoffs. So I'm telling you, it's going to be close all the way to the end, and every game is should come down to the wire. At least that's what we're hoping, hoping to see a bunch of good games. You know, one thing we've had this year across the USWFL is some really, really good games. And to be honest with you, that's what I was hoping for when we started the year. I really hoped that we had the parity right with these teams, that you don't know who's going to win each week until the, you know, that night you find out who's won. That says a lot, I think, for what the league is doing and what's going on in the league, trying to get the right parity. And when I say that, you know, it's just like I was talking to one of the owners. If he's got some big sponsors coming, he don't need his big sponsors seeing a 30 player team beating up on an 11 player team. You know, that just don't look good. I mean, if they play another 30 team and lose in overtime or something, that's way better for them than meeting up on an 11-player team when you got 30. So what we were hoping for is to get the parity right, get the teams with the amount of players they have on their roster versus same amount of teams with the players on their roster. And so far, it sure has worked out a lot that way. And I'm really thankful for that. And you know, that's all we can hope for. That's the things I've been talking about with these teams, with their owners, and especially the Pumas owner, the Lady Gators owner, the Houston owner, the GM for the Savages. You know, I'm talking to most of them just this week about it, and we're definitely on the right track there with things that's going on in the league. We're excited about it. Excited to have these owners and everybody that wants to do the same thing and be on the same page. It takes a lot, folks. I'm telling you, it takes more than just a person talking right here, and more than a person that owns a league or owns a team. It takes everybody, and when we can all get on the same page, we can do lots of things. And I'm really thankful for those kind of owners that we do have in this league. So thanks to all you guys that are listening. I really appreciate it, and you make things a lot easier for us as league owners to deal with. There's some that are not easy to deal with, so having you that's easy to deal with is refreshing, trust me. So anybody got any questions, like I said, you could feel free to call us at 657-383-1020 or radiojchawks.com. I've got some questions here to answer and tonight, and probably won't go for an hour and a half like we usually do, but unless somebody calls in, got something else they want to talk about, or they send me a boatload of questions in the next little bit. So a few questions I do have here are about the league, which I really appreciate them. We talk about teams and just women's football in general, but these questions are about the league. So the first one is, how many teams would you like to see in the USWFL for the 2019 season? Well, you know, I said this year when we started that, you know, it didn't, I'm not going to be greedy and say I want to have the biggest league. I just want to have a good league. And, I'd be lying if I said I didn't, like to have 15 or 20 teams. But I want 15 or 20 really good teams. I don't just want anybody that we can't count on. You want quality. I would rather have quality over quantity any day. And so it's hard for me to answer that with an exact figure, but I want as many quality teams as we can possibly get would probably be the best answer to that question. And, I'm hoping that we get some of these. We've had some contact from a lot of other teams already. They see, that we're doing things, we're working hard. Sure, we're going to lose a couple teams, and that's fine, too. They can go somewhere else and be a headache for other team, another league. That's going to be fine with me, too. I want quality teams. I don't necessarily can't put a number on it. So just good quality teams is what we're looking for. All right, it says, the next question says, are you opposed to letting teams on the West Coast in the USWFL for next year? And, no. I actually had a team in California call me before the year even started, and they really wanted in our league. They were having trouble getting in a league, and the WFA wouldn't let them in. I'm not sure why or what was going on. I don't know if they were too close to another team. But I didn't have anybody for them to play. And I'm not opposed of it at all, people. I don't care where we get good quality teams, but I can't tell you that I can get you games when you're in Los Angeles, California, and the closest team to you is Houston. You know, we're just not going to tell you a lie. So I actually called a representative from the IWFL and got them on board with the IWFL so they could join the league and play. I haven't checked to see how they did or how they're doing, if they even decided to play. I'm not sure about any of that. But to answer this question, no, I'm not opposed of it at all. But, you know, we would need three or four teams in that general area to put a division out there or a conference or, you know, whatever you want to call it, out there to be able to get them games. Other than that, you know, that's all it would be holding us back. It's sure not because they're on the West Coast and we're on the East Coast. That don't matter to me, but I want you to have somebody that you can actually play versus, you know, not being able to get the games or trying to reach out to another league to try to get you a few games and things of that nature. I just don't think that that's fair to anybody. So that being said, no, we're definitely not opposed to it. We just need more than the one team or so. Oh, let's see. So the next question, what are you looking for in new teams for the 2019 season? We're looking for good quality teams that have you know, they're going to do no matter what they have to do or what's in their power to make these games. And, you know, that means travel. You know, like I said earlier, you're going to have to travel. You know, we basically set, well, we did set our season up this year on a 7-game schedule. That's what it is. There's several teams that are playing an extra game that will give them 8 games. And those are just extra games. Like I said, when we set them up, the schedule is based on a 7-game schedule. So that being said, I want these teams. Next year it may be an 8-game. We may, you know, just the way it fell this year, we can get everybody 7 games the way it fell. And that's what we went with. Now, some of the teams, you know, wanted 8 games. They wanted to be able to maybe play an outer league game, or like the Pumas, the Fayetteville wanted to play them, and they could go there and they're playing this game. This is an extra game for both of them. So, you know, their overall record, it's gonna count for the overall record, but it will not have no bearing on their seeding for the playoffs either way, win or lose. So, and I wanted to, you know, be able to do that with, you know, so if somebody had a rivalry that you're in two different leagues, that, you know, you can still play that game. And so we're looking for teams that can play whatever games the league gives them, whether that be 7 or 8 or whatever it be, travel. You know, you're gonna have to travel. The Houston Heat, you know, the guy told me he was the last team to join the league. Wanted in. I didn't have the schedule completely made up, but I had to, you know, most of the way because we hadn't heard from anybody, and I was honest with him. I said, hey, man, I might only play it with, I don't know if I can get you any home games or not. And, you know, and really told him the same thing I told him in California. Team, we didn't have anybody close. And, you know, he just said, hey, we'll play. You just set it up, and we'll make them. And I was fortunate enough to be able to get them a couple home games the way it worked out. And they traveled. And I have to say, man, they traveled a long way so far doing what they need to do. That's what I want. That is what I want, is good quality teams that are going to do what they say, win, lose, or draw. It's easy. Listen, folks. It's easy to do everything when you're winning. Real easy. When you're losing, it's when you really define yourself. Is when you're losing to pull it together and do what's expected of you. It just seems like there's so much quit in everybody these days across the country. I mean, you know, back when I was in school, I'm so old that, you know, I took it personal when my friends would quit and the football team and leave us hanging in a bad spot. I took it personal. You know, today it don't mean anything. Somebody quit, leave me in a bind. Hell yeah, the players are out drinking and hanging out with them the same night. That ain't the way it works with me. I'm just here to tell you, you leave me in a bind, and I ain't going to be happy about it. So when you're losing, that's when you pull it together and you do see what you're made of. And it ain't always been the best of times for the Houston Heat, but they did everything they said they would do and everything that's asked of them, and that's what I want. That's what I'm after. I appreciate that. You know, we're going to try to do everything we can, hopefully to get them another team or two closer out there where they won't have to travel as much and get more home games. But, hey, he realized what was at stake. He told me he'd do it. I didn't have no doubt that he would because I didn't know Roland. But he said he'd do it. By God, he's did it. And I commend him for that. And if anybody's listening that may want in our league, that's what I want. I want good, quality teams that are going to do everything in their power to do what they say they will do. I mean, take it personal about not just, you know, you. Everybody wants to forfeit these games, man. Times get a little tough. Oh, I want to go. They forfeit on you. That's the biggest bunch of bull crap I've ever seen or heard of. It drives me crazy. And when you, as a team owner, like some of these teams, take it personal, not wanting to quit on anybody, then I love it. And that's what we're after. And, you know, make no mistake about it. You know, one of the team owners, you know, asked me, you know, hey, you talk to these teams, are you going to, you know, sort of interview them? And you know what? They're right. I am. You know, I'm going to say, you know, well, are you going to be in for the long haul? I mean, if there's a if and a bust, then you know what? They got to play somewhere, just not here. Because I want people that's going to do everything in their part. Now, if you lose a bunch of players knocked out or something, I get it. But I'm just telling you, just as far as not wanting to go or just wanting to play home games and no away games, no. That ain't gonna work, folks. I'm telling you, it's not gonna work. So we want good quality teams. We have several in the league right now, and we're hoping to get more next year. So that's what we're gonna be looking for after July the 15th. That's the championship weekend ends July the 15th. So sometime there, probably around August, we're going to find a good meet place somewhere, and we're going to sit down and have us a league meeting, not a conference call, a meeting. And if you're serious about joining our league, or if you've been in our league and serious about rejoining it, you need to be there. I'm not a fan of the conference calls. Everybody can say what they want on the phone. Don't like that stuff. So we're going to have a league meeting. I know that these teams like the WFA used to have a league meeting, and now they do it on conference call and all that stuff. I'm just for sitting down, everybody looking at one another. If you got something to say, say it. And hey, we'll work through it. So good quality. That's what we want. And you know, another thing is I want a team that, you know, wants to work with other teams. You know, realize that, hey, man, if you need help, hey, we're here to help you. I don't know the extent of help, but hey, man, if it's as much as they're traveling a long way, and hey, we need to think you might be able to move that game back from 4 to 5, give us an extra hour to get there. Why not? I mean, what's the big deal? You want to play the game. The last thing you want to do is have to forfeit. And some of these teams come a long way. People, all these girls work or go to school or both. And, some of them getting off very late and having to get off work at different times for travel. So, you know what, we're wanting teams that want to work with everybody and help each other out. Not just set a game time at one and, oh, I'm having it no matter what. And then, you know, you can't make any game. So that's what we're after. And if you're out there listening, maybe that's for you. If it ain't, if that ain't for you, then there's another league that you might join. So that's what we're going to be hunting for in the 2019 season. Like I said, we did a lot of great things, got a lot of great teams and owners now that are on the same page and are looking for the same thing. So, but getting back to this current season, the next question is, how are the playoffs going to work for this year in 2018? Well, the Division II is going to be the overall number one seed is going to get an automatic bid to the championship game. The number two overall seed is going to host the playoff game between them and the number three seed team, and the winner of that will face off with the team that was the number one seed in the Division II championship on Saturday evening on July the 14th in Bristol, Tennessee at Stone Castle. That's how the playoffs are going to work for the Division II. And for Division III, it's going to go the first team and the second team are going to host first and second seeded teams, the best record in Division III, clarify that, are going to host or get first round byes. I'm sorry. The number one and number two seeded teams will receive first round byes. Okay. Then the third seed and the fourth seed will host a first round playoff game. The third seed will host the sixth seed. The fourth seed will host the fifth seed. Okay. Then the highest remaining seed will play the number one team, seeded team. The second highest remaining seed, or lowest seed, I should say, the lowest seed left will play the number one. I'm doing it by numbers, but like we say, three and six are going to play. If six beats three, then the number one seed will be hosting six. So it's going to be the lowest remaining seed. The number one would host. And then the second lowest remaining seed, the number two seeded team, is going to host them. And then those two winners will play in the Division III championship game, and that's going to be Saturday morning, early afternoon, lunchtime. I'm not exactly sure the time that game yet, but they will play the early game in the Division III championship. It's also in Bristol, Tennessee this year. And then on Sunday, we will be having the All-Star game. So that's how the playoffs are going to work. Like I say, next year, all this is going to be somewhere else. We won't know about the playoffs next year until next year gets here. But that's how things are going to work this year. And right now, you know, it's going down to the wire. Every week is a must win for everybody. You know, if you want to keep pace and try to be one of those two teams that are getting a first round bye, then it's a must win each week. And, you know, I can't say it enough. That's the way it should be. You know, you see these teams that, you know, in football happens in the NFL a lot. Used to, it didn't happen so much anymore, but used to a team shoot by the time the playoffs would start, or before it even started halfway through the year, they'd been locked up a, you know, first round bye or something. And now, man, you know, everybody can win at any day, and that's the way it should be, in my opinion. So I like it. I know that if you're on the receiving end of it, getting beat, it's not what you want. But hey, man, if you're building a league and good teams, you gotta like this kind of parody and kind of games. And if you're coaching in them, it's a nerve wracking and nervous wreck. If you're playing in them, you know, you're having a lot of fun. And then, you know, you get down there to the nitty gritty and things get tough. And so it is what it is. Looking forward to it. You know, every year, man, seems like you look forward to it more and more each year, and it seems like it takes forever to get started. And now here it is, halfway over. And so it's tough, people. It's tough. If you love it, you got to hurry up and wait and, you know, get things done. So, but looking forward to finishing out the year and these great games with these really good teams. A lot of good football left to play. A lot of good football. The playoffs will be just as good for the most part. All these teams in the playoffs are going to see most of them. There's a few teams that haven't played the other teams, but for most of us, all the teams that we will play either way, we'll have seen throughout the year. So you're familiar with them. It's going to be a battle. Being familiar with somebody and being able to stop them or do something about it is two different things. And that works both ways for all the teams. You know, you meet up on a team, that don't mean it's going to happen again. You know, and some of these teams might have to beat another team three times to do it, or split with them and then beat them again. So there's a lot of stuff can happen. A lot of football left to be played. I know everybody's excited. Everybody thinks they got the team to do it. And hey, man, that's what you play for. Sure ain't to go out there if you're, you know, your line's not right. Sure ain't go out there and get your ass kicked each week. That ain't the way I like to think. I can tell you that. We might lose, but by God, it ain't because we didn't intend to win. It's, sometimes somebody else is wanting to win just as bad as you. It comes down to battle, and whoever makes the least amount of mistakes or takes advantage of other mistakes, that's who wins the game. And so that's the way it is. I guess I ain't got no more. Nobody sending any more questions in, or nobody else calling. I'll here early tonight, but I want to thank JC Hawk Sports Network. I know I'm just talking to her here before the show, and she's a big women's football fan. The only team she had in her area already folded out there, and she's not getting to watch as much. Watch any, I guess, besides, unless it's live stream, any of the games. So, you know, she does this kind of stuff just to keep up with women's football, and because she loves it, and you know, it's a rarity that we we get somebody that does something just because they love it, not everything's money driven, and for people to do things just because they like being around it is unheard of. So, JC, we really appreciate you for your time and effort. I know I do. A lot of these people don't know you, but for me, I really appreciate it. And, you know, giving us this opportunity to talk women's football. You know, give us an opportunity to grow the sport and to have these young ladies on here each week that are players of the week, and give them an opportunity for the spotlight to be on them and to shine and, you know, take advantage of the situations where they may not get to any other way. So for that, I really do appreciate it. So thanks again. And people, I guess till next Tuesday night, we'll see you then.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.